Today, we're going to talk about the best backyard weed that can greatly help reverse a liver that is inflamed and potentially even help a liver that has cirrhosis. Let me just show you, first of all, the liver. You have the normal liver right here. You got a fatty liver right here. The fat gets inflamed. It turns into scar tissue that's called fibrosis. Fibrosis, if they're long enough, turns into cirrhosis. And this is where you get advanced liver disease, where you can get cancer and you got to get on the waiting list for a new liver. So wherever you are in the stage of liver disease, this weed can greatly help you. And it's basically free. Now, it's been used for thousands of years. It was used in China, Egypt, Rome. It's a super powerful weed. Now, just so you know, weeds are really herbs. So this particular herb I'm going to discuss today has a lot of properties for the liver, but it also has other properties. In fact, the English folk name for this herb is called piss-a-bed, which is basically because it's a powerful diuretic. So it can help decrease the accumulation of fat on your liver in a significant way. It suppresses lipid accumulation. And I'm talking about triglycerides, talking about cholesterol properties to decrease glucose levels, as well as decreasing insulin and improving insulin resistance, as well as improving the test that they use for insulin resistance, which is called HOMA-IR. And so if you have like liver damage, which is kind of like oxidative stress that turns into inflammation, the whole goal is to catch it from going into this stage and bring it to this stage right here. This weed also increases the flow of bile. Okay, from your liver. Your liver makes bile, and so therefore it's going to help reduce the risk for gallstones. And if you have more bile, you're going to have less digestive problems like bloating, SIBO, which is small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. Also, you're going to be able to absorb the fat-soluble vitamins better too, like vitamin A, D, E, K. So can you take a guess what this weed is? The answer is dandelions, okay? Those darn dandelions that keep getting in your garden and that keep growing on the cracks of your sidewalk that people pour poison on. You can buy them at the grocery store, dandelion greens, and put them in your salad. They're a little bit rough to chew. So what I do from experience is I just put a little bit of my salad. I do not make an entire salad with like 7 cups of dandelion greens. You'll get the benefits. You can even eat the flowers as well. But of course, it's a bit bitter. So sometimes people saute it to make it a little bit more tender. But if you're going to do that, just don't overcook it. Slightly steam it, put it in your salad, and I think it's going to really help you. So sometimes people get it roasted, and it's kind of an alternative coffee. But I just want to put this herb on your radar, especially if you have any liver problems or want to prevent liver problems. It's one of the best natural remedies for everything to do with liver, but many other issues as well. Kidney problems, inflammation, blood sugar issues.